Blake, your thoughts on being one of the two All-Stars for this club for a second year for yourself?
Yeah, you know, Shafe and I are getting the recognition, being on a really good team. You know, we get a lot of ice time. We're put in positions to succeed because we got a group of guys that do the right things every day. Makes us a successful group, gives us a chance to have success every single night. So, you know, it's kind of one of those things where, you know, we get the recognition for kind of being a part of a really good group.
You guys spend a lot of time together, obviously. Is it kind of cool to be going with him?
Yeah, for sure. You know, and he's definitely deserving. He has been deserving in the past. So, you know, he puts in a ton of work. It's, you know, great for him to get that recognition. You know, we've obviously put a lot of hours in together, you know, building that relationship. So it's cool to see that hard work get paid off.
First time for him, first of many years, probably predicting?
I would think so, yeah. You know, these things are ultimately out of your control, but, you know, he's been deserving in the past, and the fact that it's his first is, you know, almost a shock in and of itself, but, you know, he's obviously got a real bright future.
How about you? Were you tempted at all to follow Alex Ovechkin's lead and take a rest instead, or I don't know?
Nope. Okay. I think it's, you know, Ovi's played in like 20 of these things, and, you know, they won it all last year. You know, he's got every right to do that. He's earned that. You know, I got a couple small kids who had a real good time at it last year. You know, my eldest Louis still talks about it now. He asked me about it at the beginning of the season, and I said, you know, it doesn't happen every year, so we'll see what happens. But it's, for me, that, you know, my wife Sam and I, we get to share these experiences with our kids. You know, my career is finite; it's not going to go on forever. So, ultimately, you know, when they look back on my career, these are the memories they're going to have. So, it's pretty cool to share it with them.
Yeah. You joked in Edmonton between periods about the old man can still put one in once in a while. Surrounded by so much goal scoring talent, and you, of course, are on pace for a career high in points and assists. Still a point of pride, though, that you can put the darn thing in the net, right?
Well, I got a couple hundred of them in my career. You know, it's coming. It's going to happen. It's not something that I lose a whole lot of sleep over. You know, with where I'm at, my role on this team, the guys I play with, my responsibility is to try to get them, you know, as many opportunities in those goal scoring areas. And clearly, they've proven that they can put the thing in the net. So, you know, it'll be nice to pay them back a little bit. They make some nice plays. I'll finish them off for them, but. You know, we're worried about, obviously, the bigger goal, and that's by any means necessary to get the puck to go in the net and win hockey games.
Do you find you still squeeze the stick when you're in a stretch where you don't put it in the net a lot? Or no? Are those days over?
Does it look like I squeezed it much this year?
No.
Yeah. So, not really. Yeah. You know, what would frustrate me is, you know, if you have a good chance, you know, Scheif or Nikki or whoever I'm playing with, you know, work real hard and create a good scoring chance for me, and I don't bury it. You know, that stings because, you know, you want to reward those guys for the hard plays because I obviously know what it's like when you work hard, you set up a play, and it doesn't go in. So that, for me, is the only time you get a little frustrated. But, you know, outside of that, like I said, it's we've had a pretty good run of getting the puck to go in, so we're going to keep trying to do that.